It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments. We were in Cleveland last week and talked about the future of American manufacturing. There are some bright spots again. But Sam McCown emailed us from San Antonio to remind us that the business will never be the same. We lost 120 out of 170 employees due to layoffs in the last 2 years, reduced inventory by the millions. Things are getting better now. We are increasing our staff and the amount of goods we buy and produce. But over the past 10 years, I watched every one of our American foundries and machine shops lose our business due to vastly cheaper products, pennies on the dollar, from overseas, which have consistently inferior quality. We manufacture oil well and drilling parts, and 99% of our materials, castings, and machined metal parts are from overseas foundries and machine shops. We also remembered Cleveland native Harvey Pekar, the comic book artist and writer who to many represented the American dream. You might remember American Splendor among his other works. Mary Malik emailed from Ohio to tell us, I only knew him as a file clerk at the VA. I interned there for a year and quickly found myself finding excuses to get to the file room to chat with Harvey. I never knew he was a writer. I never read a comic book. I just knew him as a man. It struck me intensely when your guest described his listening skills. That's what I remembered so clearly about him. He listened so intently. I felt so heard when I talked with him. He made a huge impact in my life in the brief moments I spent with him. Finally, author and cartoonist Linda Barry shared her secret for overcoming writer's block, doodle. Her new book is Picture This, part memoir, part how-to book, part activity book. We heard from many listeners with stories like this. I often find myself drawing when explaining things like homework problems to my kids. Yesterday, I was trying to explain a computer technology article my son was looking at on the computer. I tried to use words, but said, wait, got a piece of paper? And drew little people and squiggly lines to explain how an anti-hacking program worked. It worked, and much more quickly. Sometimes words have so many different meanings that you just gotta draw. That email from Kara Green in Clay, New York. Linda Barry was doodling through most of that interview. You can hear it faintly in the background if you listen online or listen to the podcast. We asked her to send us her drawings, including the turkey with the cigarette that she mentioned. She did. It's on our blog now at npr.org/blogofthenation if you'd like to see the artist in action. If you'd like to catch up with that program or any others you may have missed, just go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. We'll also send you a daily update of what's coming on the show and how to get in on the conversation. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, at Neil Conan, all one word. And as always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from, and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And a note about our earlier conversation with Ted Koppel and Jeff Jarvis. We did invite Keith Olbermann of MSNBC to participate in the program. He declined. Talk of the Nation is produced by Barry Hardiman, John Asante, Peter Granitz, April Failing, Priska Neely, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Darren Botello is our intern. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Daniel Shukin, Dennis Nielsen, and Neil Ellis. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Alan McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Alan Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, we'll talk with NPR's Joe Shapiro about care for the severely disabled after their 21st birthday. Many of the programs to help pay for care don't cover adults. Plus, David Suchet on Hercule Poirot. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.